Hello and welcome to D23 Inside Disney, the show that gives you a look at the latest Disney news and a peek at the people who make the magic at the Walt Disney Company. I'm D23's Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
And we're your hosts who will take you inside Disney.
Are you guys ready to do this?
Do what?
This podcast.
Born ready.
Wait, we're doing a podcast?
I guess. Is that what these microphones are for?
Let's do it. Happy to be back with you guys this week.
Great to see you guys.
Great to see you guys too. And later we get to talk to John Larena, who's the executive creative director of Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, which is now open at Walt Disney World.
Yes.
So excited. Just as a side note, Jocelyn Buhlman, our fearless reporter from D23, went to the opening there and has some great, great stories. You can see them at D23.com. Ooh. Candace, we both had crazy Disney weekends.
So crazy.
I got to go to the opening night of Frozen on Friday night. At the Pantages Theater, the musical.
Wow.
I got to see the show on Broadway, and they made some really, really cool changes. They added a new song called I Can't Lose You between Anna and Elsa. The creative team had said that they'd really been struggling. They'd wanted to find a duet for Anna and Elsa, and they just never were able to come up with the right moment, the right song, and they nailed it. It's
wow.
Awesome. And it was so much fun. It was great to be there. It snows in the audience, of course. It was
what?
So great. It's going to be at the Pantages for a little bit, and then it's touring the country, so you can get more details online. On Sunday, I got to go to Disneyland to see the annual Candlelight Processional. It's a tradition that actually goes all the way back to Walt. They do a huge, amazing concert of Christmas music and tell the Christmas story right there on Main Street with a choir of hundreds of people, a beautiful live orchestra, and the surprise host was revealed.
Who was it?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
His delivery was so great. There was something really, I felt like really earnest about it. It was just really moving, and that music, and to hear it there all on Main Street, it was just beautiful.
Oh, I love the holidays, in case you didn't already know.
I did. And then we stayed. We actually got to see Believe in Holiday Magic, and we saw the fireworks and the snow. I love when it snows on Main Street.
Yeah.
Love a little snow. You got a little snow.
I did get a little snow here on the lot for Light Up the Season, which was very exciting this year because, you know, I have a toddler now, so he can actually do stuff. So going from the Frozen-themed toddler train to, like, Bart Simpson hanging out on the other side of the lot was really fun. So it was a good time.
And they had D23 members. The D23 members got to be there too, which was really fun.
They did. It was cool. You should have seen the line for the studio store. It was crazy. So people were definitely holiday shopping here on the lot.
Best place to do it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I also wanted to tell you guys that if you haven't seen Noelle on Disney Plus, I watched that last night. First holiday film that I've watched this holiday season, and it was so good.
It's great. I watched it when I was home for Thanksgiving. My family and I gathered around the TV and watched and had hot chocolate, and it was wonderful.
I watched it at Thanksgiving too.
Wow.
I thought it was so cute. I love that Anna Kendrick.
She's perfect for that. She's just got the spirit and the bubbly, magical, like, I don't know. She's Christmas to me.
And I want all of her outfits. I know it's over the top for everyday life here, but I'd give it a shot.
The yoga pants, for sure.
Yeah. Yogurt pants.
Yogurt pants, yeah.
Check it out on Disney Plus if you want to know what yogurt pants are.
There you go.
But another movie news, some big announcements.
Yes, we have to talk about the 77th Golden Globe nomination. So, big nominations for Disney. Toy Story 4 is nominated, Frozen 2, The Lion King, and I'm very excited about the music in the film. Disney picked up two more nominations in the Best Original Song category. So, Spirit, Beyonce, The Lion King,
that is nominated, right?
Yeah. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2.
Two great karaoke jams.
I thought, like, oh, there's no way that they're going to be able to create a song that is just as, like, stuck in my head as Let It Go. And yet, I'm like,
there it is. They did it again.
I love that. Other highlights we should mention, Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams, they're nominated for Best Performance by an Actor and Actress in a Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television for FX's Fosse Verdon.
I love that. I'm sure it's a huge surprise to you that I'm a giant Broadway fan.
Huge surprise.
And that was...
I've heard amazing things. I haven't seen it yet, though.
It's great. Definitely, definitely worth watching.
Joey King was also nominated for Hulu's The Act and my favorite film of the year. I know I've talked about this before, but 20th Century Fox's Ford versus Ferrari. Christian Bale was nominated for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, as he should have been.
I'm looking forward to seeing that one. I admit I have not seen that. I was too busy watching Frozen 2 for the 15th time.
Go now. Please go now.
Only so many hours in the day.
Yes. The Golden Globes airing 8 p.m. Eastern on January 5th.
And other movie news, we had a lot of big reveals at Brazil's Comic-Con, including the trailer for Free Guy, the new movie from Fox. Have you guys watched it?
No.
It is so funny and so smart. I love Ryan Reynolds. I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan. I love the premise. The minute you watch the trailer, you're going to be like, there's something off about this. But spoiler alert, Ryan Reynolds' character, he plays a bank teller who discovers he's actually a background player in an open world video game.
What? That's wild.
So he decides to become the hero of his own story. And first of all, the special effects in the trailer alone blew me away. I cannot wait to see this movie when it opens next summer. It's going to be amazing. I think it's July 4th weekend next year.
Okay.
Speaking of movies next year, something big is on the horizon. Did you guys see the trailer for Mulan?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Man, it looks good. In this movie, we hear the imperial decree that every family in China must contribute one man to fight for their family. And Mulan steps in to take the place of her ailing father, and she masquerades as a man, as the strong soldier. And I mean, it just looks epic. That's the best word to describe it.
I love the reveal of the witch character in the trailer. One of the things I love about a Disney movie is there's always a little bit of magic, and so I'm really excited for that.
Ooh, and also in the trailer, we heard a familiar score. It sounded a lot like Reflection, which is one of my favorite songs of all time, just period ever in the whole universe. So I am very excited for this movie. Mulan opens March 27th of next year. I cannot wait until she brings honor to us all.
Ooh.
Like that.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
So ABC has announced a primetime special celebrating Marvel's Stan Lee. This was actually filmed in, the best. I would like get one question with him on red carpets at all of the Marvel films, and it was just the best. The best. Oh. So this was filmed in part in front of a live audience at the New Amsterdam Theater in New York City, where a lot of you guys have seen Aladdin, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, the show takes you through the life of Stan Lee and across the Marvel Universe. They've got never-before-seen interviews, rare archive footage from Marvel and ABC News, and lots of your Marvel faves are going to be appearing. So Tom Hiddleston, Paul Bettany, Kobe Smulders, Clark Gregg, and so many more. But you can check it out. It's called Celebrating Marvel's Stan Lee, Friday, December 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC.
Well, if you haven't finished all of your holiday shopping yet...
I haven't.
Thanks, I've got Sherry. Great news for you. There is a brand new color collection called Belle of the Ball Bronze that just debuted at Disney parks around the world and online at Shop Disney. It's inspired by the animated feature Beauty and the Beast, and you can get all kinds of headwear, accessories, clothes, including a Minnie Mouse ear headband. Love that.
Cute.
Baseball hat for all you spirit jersey people.
That's me.
I've got great news for you. There are spirit jerseys in Belle of the Ball Bronze. We've got Mickey Mouse plushes. So you can find this collection at Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, Disneyland Paris, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disney Resort. And if you don't happen to stop by those parks in the next couple of weeks, you can always shop online at shopdisney.com.
I really want the Disneyland Paris spirit jersey. It looks so cute.
Mm-hmm. You can just layer all the spirit jerseys.
Also, some big news from our friends over at Tokyo Disneyland Resort, where its expansion is coming next year, April 15th, 2020.
Yay.
Pack your bags. We're doing a road trip. I feel like we say that every episode, but one of these days we are going to do a road trip. Well, I guess we'll also take an airplane trip.
I will take whatever I need to take to get there.
Do my taxes and then go to Tokyo.
Absolutely. We've talked a lot about the new area themed to Beauty and the Beast, which includes Enchanted Tale of Belle and Beauty and the Beast, the new attraction. I think we talked about their incredible new audio animatronics figures. You can see them on the Parks blog. If you've not seen them, go to the Parks blog, search for the video. Of course, there's a Gaston-themed restaurant with his larger-than-life portrait, a LeFou snack shop, tons of exclusive new merchandise, and they added a new Fantasyland Forest Theater. It's actually the park's first indoor theater.
Ooh.
It's going to be home to a new show, Mickey's Magical Music World, where Mickey, Donald, Minnie, Goofy, they find a music box in the forest, because of course that's where you leave your music boxes.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to turn the key, and of course, Disney characters appear. You're going to have Snow White, Pinocchio, Woody and Friends, many, many more, and they're going to encounter characters like Lumiere, King Louie, Timon, Ursula, Captain Hook, Peter Pan. It's going to be music, fun scenes.
That's
I love
cute.
These shows. Like, yeah. I love Mickey and the Magical Map at Disneyland right now. I love these shows. And of course, it's going to be highlighting some of our favorite music. So fantastic. We've seen a lot already about the Happy Ride with Baymax, which is going to be in Tomorrowland, and in Toontown, Minnie's Style Studio will be opening up. Plus, all three resort hotels are going to have new decorations commemorating the expansion, special menus, some limited edition postcards, and we just posted some of the cool new artwork that they revealed on D23.com, so run over there, catch it. Very, very cool. Sherry, at the top of the show, you mentioned our very, very special guest.
Yes.
Jocelyn, I think, actually got to interview him when she was in Walt Disney World. He is awesome, smart, and right in front of us, executive creative director of Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, John Lorena.
Yay!
Hi!
Hey, John.
Hi,
guys.
Happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
So how did you first get your start at Disney? I imagine you had quite the journey.
You know, it's funny. It all goes back to Star Wars, actually. My first job was actually working for the redo on Star Tours. I was at another company, and they had gotten a call. Hey, originally I used to work as a production designer in movies, so I had a lot of experience building sets and everything. And Media Productions had reached out saying, hey, we need a production designer to build sets for the load-in videos that you see. So I don't know if you've ever looked up those videos that play over the entrance to Star Tours that show people getting into a speeder and C-3PO.
Those are the best. They're so right? fun. I have a whole backstory is created in my mind for all of those characters.
Everyone's putting on their belts and all that, and they needed to make that video. Obviously, couldn't shoot it in the park. They needed the whole hangar bay and everything, so I got brought in to do that, and it's been ever since then. It's
wow. What a cool first project.
Oh, it's fantastic. I just remember just like being around, you know, Anthony Daniels. I was like, oh my God, this is 3PO. Like so happy.
So you've been with the company like 10 years now almost?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. What a wild ride. And then worked on Pirates of the Caribbean for Shanghai after that. So it's just been like just big, epic project after another. It's been fantastic.
The Shanghai attraction is so cool. The level of immersion and detail and technology and all of it so seamless that it doesn't feel like there's technology.
That's really the key, is to really give you an authentic experience that doesn't involve putting on 3D glasses or anything. It's like you are truly there. And,
wow.
You know, using digital media just to extend sets and to, you know, make things even bigger, but it's based in reality all around you.
Yeah, so what all are you responsible for as an executive creative director?
Holding on to the vision for, you know, this is a huge team project, like just so many people involved and so many different, you know, abilities, and bringing them all together and then going, you know, this is what we're going to try to do here. This is the vision. This is what we're all striving for. And it's a long road, you know. It's been 5 years now on this project, you know, just staying to that guiding vision of like, this is what we want to do, this is what's important, that's not so important, and knowing when to horse trade, well, we got to lose that, so we're going to do this instead, and you know, this is the right way to go, and just hearing everybody out, that everyone has equal input into this project so we can give the best experience you can possibly get.
So the current project's Rise of the Resistance. You worked on Star Tours. What was your first experience with Star Wars? You remember the first time you saw the movie, maybe?
You know, the funny thing is it wasn't actually in a movie theater. It was at the toy store. As a child, you know, my mom was busy shopping at the department store, and she'd be like, okay, you can hang out in the toy section. And they had a whole section devoted to Star Wars toys. Now, the movie had already come out, but it was still this huge hit and getting re-released all the time, I guess. And I was in the toy store, and they had an 8mm film loop playing Luke Skywalker and Han Solo in the Falcon firing off the gun turrets at the TIE fighters as they attacked. And it was like a 3-minute clip that they would just auto loop a loop again and again. And I would spend like an hour or two just staring at that thing. And so going, oh my goodness, this is incredible. Like, that's my first experience. Like, it just took over my mind from that point on. You know, eventually getting to see the movies, it just...
I was going
to
say, did you think that was the movie at the time? You're like, wow, this movie is great. It's only 10 minutes long and it seems repetitive, but...
I would have been happy with that. I mean, you know, the other thing I experienced before I saw the movie were the NPR used to make these audio versions that they play on the radio. So it was episodic. So basically A New Hope was split into like, I think it was like 10 episodes. And it was just this whole, you could listen over the radio, the whole Star Wars story taking place in these dramatizations. And that was just like the most incredible thing, is that, you know, you're filling in all these pictures in your mind. Because they have more time.